Report, NYC considers housing migrants in shipping containers on city streets. By John Binder on August 18, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., is reportedly considering housing border crossers and illegal aliens, who are arriving weekly on buses from the southern border, in shipping containers and prefab homes on the city's streets. Since the spring of last year, about 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City, a sanctuary city, where Adams has said there is no room and has turned to busing migrants out into the surrounding suburbs and upstate. A source who spoke to the New York Daily News now reveals that Adams' office is considering putting border crossers and illegal aliens in shipping containers, tents, and prefab houses directly on New York City streets. The Daily News reports. The Adams, sick. Administration is considering housing migrants in prefab housing and shipping containers on city streets. Using Fort Dix in New Jersey, the Citi Field parking lot and renting out several defunct hospitals and psychiatric facilities upstate and on Long Island, according to a source with direct knowledge of the proposals. Emphasis added. Using trailers, prefabs and converted containers is also being considered for use in parking lots at Citi Field and Aqueduct. Options for outside the city include currently out-of-use facilities at the Pilgrim and Kings Park Psychiatric Centers on Long Island, the Rockland Psychiatric Center, medical facilities in Buffalo, as well as Fort Dix in New Jersey. Emphasis added. Christine Quinn, the former city council speaker who now heads Women in Need, told the Daily News that the plan is the most ridiculous idea I have ever heard. It has been challenging to have sidewalk cafes in the street. We're going to put people in the street? That is just asinine, and quite frankly, it's one of those things that people put on a list so people like me will get enraged about it. And then they'll slip something else bad in, but that isn't quite as bad, Quinn said. Meanwhile, City Councilwoman Diana Ayala told the Daily News there is absolutely no way in hell she would support putting migrants in shipping containers on city streets. As Breitbart News reported, also being considered is the former Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died. Already, Adams is housing border crossers and illegal aliens in an old jail in Harlem. Every day, illegal immigration costs New Yorkers nearly $8 million. And by 2025, Adams's office projects it will have cost city taxpayers about $12 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.